Coming up in the next hour, we'll hear these Panamanian dances by an American composer and the Symphony No. 38, known as the Prague Symphony by Mozart. Stay tuned for In Performance at Penn State, featuring concert performances by students and faculty from Penn State School of Music. I'm Christine Allen. In this hour, we'll hear some chamber music and an orchestral performance, both from the 2015 Music at Penn's Woods Festival. But we'll begin with a performance by the Penn State Trombone Choir. Here they are with guest artist, trombonist James Nova of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. We'll hear them play an arrangement for trombones of John Williams' march for the film Raiders of the Lost Ark. Thank you. The Penn State Trombone Choir, with special guest trombonist James Nova of the Pittsburgh Symphony, played the march from Raiders of the Lost Ark by John Williams. That concert performance was recorded in Penn State's Esper Recital Hall in September of 2015 as part of Trombone Labor Days. Stay tuned for some American chamber music and a Mozart symphony on this edition of In Performance at Penn State. Elizabeth Waldo, born in 1918, is a violinist and composer who cataloged music by indigenous peoples from around the globe. She collected some traditional Panamanian dance themes and got an American composer interested in using them in a classical composition. That composer was William Grant Still, who lived from 1895 to 1978. Still is often called the Dean of African American Composers. He was the first African American to conduct a major American symphony orchestra and the first African American to have a symphony performed by a leading orchestra. Still took those dances Waldo collected from Panama and in his arrangement attempted to mimic the sounds of the native instruments. We'll hear these dances played by a string quartet made up of musicians from the 2015 Music at Penn's Woods Festival. Violinist Mark Minich, violinist Sally Williams-Minich, violist Debbie Trudeau, and cellist Jonathan Dexter. Debbie Trudeau speaks to the audience from stage, telling how she heard Still's Panamanian dances here on WPSU-FM, wanted to play them, and got in touch with a member of William Grant Still's family.
I'm guessing that most of you are not that familiar with the music of William Grant Still. I know I was not. I heard this on the radio about 6 months ago, and I thought that sounded like a really fun piece. So I started looking for the parts and found them through William Grant Still's granddaughter, and she sent me reams of information about him, and I'm just going to share with you a tiny bit. He was born in 1895. He was more or less self-taught. He wanted to write music that people would want to listen to. He wrote on all of his scores the way Bach did. Bach wrote to God alone be glory, and William Grant Still inscribed his scores with humble thanks to God, the source of inspiration. So we bring you Danses de Panama.
Thank you.
We've heard The Panamanian Dances by American composer William Grant Still, based on traditional dance tunes. That performance was given by violinists Mark Minich and Sally Williams Minich, violist Debbie Trudeau, and cellist Jonathan Dexter, all musicians from the Music at Penn's Woods Festival. That performance was recorded live in June of 2015 at Esper Recital Hall on Penn State's University Park campus. We'll hear the Penn's Woods Festival Orchestra in a moment, playing one of the late great symphonies of Mozart here on In Performance at Penn State.